We're learning that your test on Beis, and we're starting from the last line in your test of Aleph. So the Gemara says that Rav Yeshua uses Ba to teach us that you have to know what Chet you did. So what does Rav Eliezer have to do with Ba? Rav Eliezer, hi Ba, my Avalei. So the Gemara, Ba'ilei, for the din of Mesasek, Prat le Mesasek. Again, Pashup Shah Mesasek means that you're trying to do a head thing, you did an Issa, Prat le Mesasek. That Mesasek is part, that's what he uses Ba for. So the Gemara, Mesasek, the Ma'ai. Which type of Mesasek? What was he trying to do? Either Chalavim Ve'arayas, if he was trying to eat, let's say, Shuman, and he went to the wrong place and ate the Chalev, or he was trying to be Ba on his wife, and he, by mistake, did a Chaysa. Those cases, there's no heter of Mesasek. Chayev, don't have Nachman Mashmuel, Mesasek Ve'chalavim Ve'arayas, Chayev Shekeinana. The halach is that in the case we have Hana, and maybe the lomdus is because the Isser is the Hana, but either way, if someone has Hana, there's no heter of Mesasek. So Bechalav Marayis, the Yitaka Chayiv by Mesasek. So what is the case that we're saying Mesasek's part of? Zagdamara, the way we have the Girsa, that you read like this, Ela Mesasek B'Shabes, the part of. Tumor Mesasek the part of. My timer, Malechas Machshaves Asur Torah. Because on Shabbos, you need Melechus Machshavas. I have to know what I'm doing. And since I don't know what I'm doing, I'm Potter. So that's the case of Mesasek. So Rashi asks, on Amar Aleph, we're saying you need Ba to teach us Mesasek. If it's Chalav Marayis, it's Tayyar Chayyar. If it's Shabbos, it's Melechus Machshavas. So you back Shver, why do you need Ba? So Rashi asks his Kasha, what do you need Ba? And he says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who uses Ba for Mesasek, he holds, he doesn't hold that. And he holds that Mesasek is Takapata from Ba. The Rav Nachman's Rosho, it says Melech Machsheves, that's going according to Rabbi Shua, who doesn't have Ba left over for Mesasek. He uses Ba, teaches you have to know what I was chayta for. So just bringing down this memra teaches which type of Mesasek is chayta, but it's not the same reason. Here the Gemara is saying Lechus Machshavas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Taka be part of Mesasek, not because Lechus Machshavas, because Asher Ba.
So why are you chayav by Ishtay?
Because Kenana. Kenana is a word that it's a chesaron of Mesasek. Anytime you're Nana, the Issa is for the Hana, it doesn't pass Mesasek. Not the Maisa. Most of the Surim, the Issa is the Maisa. On a Maisa, you say Mesasek. I wasn't trying to do that. But when it's Issa Hana, then it doesn't apply the tour of Mesasek.
It takes away from Mesasek,
or
we don't care
the fact that... We don't care Mesasek, no, that's not Mesasek, they had Hana. So this is Hana, you had Hana? Yeah. So it's not a Maisa. It's Hana, that's one of the Lamas. It's a Shah, what the Lamas is, but by Hana, there's no Torah Mesasek. We're showing, but only by Maisa Shabbos it is. So Rav Nachman said, Varas Machmach Shabbos, that's going to Rav Yeshua. Rav Eliezer will learn from Ba. Zog the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to analyze exactly what's called Mesasek. We have to know what's Mesasek exactly. What's called Mesasek? Zog the Gemara. L'Rava, Mesasek means like this. Meshkachas lo'kon sh'niskaven lachtech ha'satalosh. You were trying to cut the talosh. You know, it's a piece that's talosh, where you're just cracking it in half. V'chotech ha'samachuba, yuchotech ha'samachuba. That's called Mesasek. I was trying to do a davar hetter. Even though I was trying for chaticha, but I was trying to do chaticha's hetter. Labaya, he holds that if I try for chaticha, that's not called Mesasek. The only time it's called Mesasek is Meshkachas are going to scavenge hagbiya as a talosh. I'm trying to pick up a loose grape, v'chotach as mechuba, and I cut the mechuba. Where do we see this mechalik? It's the itma. What's that, Rav? Because I was trying to do a davar hetter l'maisa. I was trying to do a maisa hetter. I was trying to do chaticha, but
you're trying to cut something.
Yeah, but there's something that's mutter, talosh. You're allowed to be You're trying to do chayter chatalosh. Even though you miskam for chaticha, but since it was miskam for heter, it's called mesasek. And Rabbi Vayahol says, no, I have to be mamish, not even trying to do his mice at all. The itmar, and it's gav like bias chatalosh, chadach samachobo, that's potter, that's kuliyam, that's mesasek. I was trying to pick up a grape, and I cut a grape, that's kuliyam potter. My timer, dolechav, and shum chaticha. I did not try to do a chaticha. But, lachdech is chatalosh. I was trying to cut something else talosh. Vechadach samachobo, and I cut a mechuber, dear, it's mechaikas. If I am a chayiv, do I have a shemchaticha? I was chav for chaticha. Even though I thought I was doing a talosh, but since I was chav for chaticha, that's enough to make me chayiv. Rav am a part of the chav and chaticha is surah. It's not mechavin for chaticha is surah. And therefore, you are a part of it. And the question really is that every shaygig You're not trying to do Issa. So why isn't every Shoigeg a Misasik, really? That's really a question. Like, why isn't every Shoigeg a Misasik if I'm trying to do it? So it's a big kasha, all the Rishonim talk about. You know, I'm trying to do a Hetavah, Mr. Shoigeg, why is it Misasik? So the Pashut Torah says that usually Shoigeg... No, so usually Shoigeg means you think it's Mutter, you don't know what Shabbos, you think it's Mutter. You're trying to do exactly what you're doing, you think it's Mutter. That's Shoigeg. Here, I don't know what I'm doing exactly. That's what makes the Misasik. But there are all the truths of Rishonim, we'll all take it at different levels, exactly what's called Misasik. Okay. So the what? There's a Tosfos, there's a Rashi, there's a Shailith, if on one Chaticha, on one piece, is it past to say Misasik or not? On one thing, is it Misasik? Is Shaykh to have Misasik? You know, you walk into the Beis Hamikdash and you think it's a house. Is that called Misasik or not? You think it's a house. You walk right into the Beis Hamikdash, you think this is a building. Is it Chayiv or not? Is that Misasik? What do you say? Is that Misasik? So a Pashim B'chalik Rashi and Tosfos is this case. B'chalik Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, is not Misasik. Because I'm trying to walk into the house. I'm trying to walk in. I don't know what to do. According to Tosfos, it's called Misasik also. So, because I have no clue, it's basically, there's no clue, I think it's a house. But it's a big sugya. We're not going to get into every aspect right now. Okay. So, look tomorrow, Vaita. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Loi Nechleku. So, Rabbi Yossi had a kasha on the Tanakama's version of the Machlaikis, because his case of Yom Kippur and Shabbos was Ben Hashmashes. Remember that? Ben Hashmashes. And Rabbi Yossi tiny thing, what do you mean? It's like half today, half tomorrow, it doesn't work. So it says in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yossi, didakta macharai. You won me. You tined good against me. And we didn't have any tined against it. It sounded like Rabbi Yossi won the Chachamim. What's the English word for winning? What's a better word for that? Didakta macharai. What's a critiqued? Okay. Well, yeah. No, I guess it means, yeah. Yeah, no, Rashi Nitzchuni. He's saying, Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi Tainid, Nitzchuni, you got me there. So the problem is, we don't have an argument, our mission is the opposite. Look, Rabbi Yossi got Tanakhama, right? So, tomorrow, my arm relayed, what did he say? What did the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yossi, the Omalahu, the Dr. Macharai, that he said that, you know, you convinced me? So, tomorrow, Haki arm relayed. This is what the Rabbanan tied back to Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean, I have a case? There's certain cases where it's like it takes a second. You pick something. This is in the Shusriyachir, and we're like this. In the Shirab. So that's not like half today, half tomorrow. It takes 1 second. So that's a case that could be a case that we're not sure of a Shabbos Yontif. Amalahu, the Dr. Makarai. So they say, oh, good, you got me. You have a case. That's how Amar says. Break the Gemara Kasha. No. But name Malahu, even Hagbah takes time. Because you need Akira Vanacha. Name Malahu, mixes Hagbah, Haisav, Ayyim, Mislav Machar. Yeah, maybe you know the Akira was on Shabbos and Hanach was in Kippur. So Akhtimar, you're right. Hachinami Kamalu. The Dakim Acharai, but at least we had Chem Klum. You tried to convince me, but you didn't convince me. It doesn't mean what we thought it meant. It means, yeah, you tried. No, I'm still right. Okay. So Akhtimar, Rabbi Yossi, Gemar Malacha, Le Rabbi Eliezer Paiter, Hoshmah Le Machayev. I want to ask a kasha that even if you say that it happens in two different times, the ma'isa you should be chayiv just on the second half of it. For Rabbi Eliezer, how can you say kulam paita? We have a mishnah that says Rabbi Eliezer is chayiv on something. We had this grada 2 days ago. Rabbi Eliezer gemar malacha Eliezer paita or shemana lechayiv the tanan Eliezer oimer. So pasuk start the mishnah is like this: ha'orik soish chutim b'tchila. If you have already three chutim sowed, three chutim is the shear of sowing. Three chutim are sold before Shabbos. And I do now another one. Rav Eliezer holds a chayiv. You need the chatashir. Takol chatashir. When you add on an extra one, when you finish something off, it's chayiv. So here also, when you finish up the hanocha, you should be chayiv. Tanan, Rav Eliezer, my ma'ayir, k'shosh chutim etchilu, v'achas al-arik chayiv. But tomorrow, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosi, aliba de Rav Eliezer, hachi masti. He learns Rav Eliezer different than we have, the Pash B'shalem Mishnah. He learns B'shalem and learns like this. Lezer Eimer, ha'ayir, k'shosh chutim etchilu. That's you need three betchila v'shnayim al arig chayiv, like this. He has a whole different pshat of Eliezer. There's a hold really that really a sheer ariga is two chutim, but usually two chutim don't work. Why not? Because it doesn't stay. You need three at least to stay. Zokter of Eliezer that if you already did three, so it's already it's going to stay anyway. Then you chayiv for two, not because gemar enough is chayiv. You need a sheer. You need at least two. So then, of course, it's not shaykh to have it at one time, because two will be one before on Yom Kippur, one on Shabbos, one on Shabbos, Yom Kippur. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi stole the taina. The question was, what's Rabbi Yossi's taina? It's possible, because it's possible one sowing to be chayiv, as the Gemara. The Gemara answered, Rabbi Yossi holds, Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold the Gemara. What Rabbi Lezer means to say is, Avadi need a shir, two chutim, but the case is, they already have three, and therefore will stay, or hold in. So what the Gemara Vayit, Om Rabbi Yehuda. We said in the Mishnah that if you do something that's for sure vade chayiv chatas, you're still potter. Why not? Because you're not sure exactly if you're a shua, it has to be ba. You have to know exactly what you did. And Rabbi Yehuda said, even Moshe Tal Yechayiv. Tanya. We learn from a pasuk. On Rabbi Yehuda, poiter Rabbi Shua af Moshe Tal Yechayiv. It says in the pasuk of Moshe Tal Yechayiv, Yisechta v'lo yoda. Prat lezeh sh'yoda sh'chata. Moshe Tal Yechayiv people who don't know they did a chayt. Yisechta v'lo yoda. This guy knows he did a chayt. He doesn't know exactly what he did. But he knows he did a chay, therefore he cannot bring Ashram Tali. That's what Rav Shua holds. Only Rav Shimon, Zeus made Ashram Tali. You do bring Ashram Tali. Shnemar, va'asasa, v'lo yada. V'zeh lo yada ma'asa. Asa means I did a aveira, but I don't know what I did exactly. V'zeh lo yada ma'asa, perfect case. Aval, sofik acha chelev, sofik lo yachal, say v'shah alav, and maybe Ashram Tali alav. He fears also Rav Shimon, that if you have sofik, if you ate chelev, sofik get in the chelev, I don't know what he holds. I don't know what he holds. What we hold, if you bring Ashram Tali or not. That's what he says. Say, go ask Shal. I don't know what the halacha is. Maya Avala. Maya, what's the halacha in that case? Maya Avala, Toshima. Because if you're learning of Ashram Tali, the pasuk, it sounds like you have to know you did a chaytak. It's a whole new idea of Ashram Tali. It sounds like maybe Ashram Tali, my Ashram. So what about a regular case? A classic case. What he says, I don't know what we hold here. Maya Avala, Toshima. Chata v'lo yada ma chata. That's the case we just said. That's the case of our Mishnah. In our case, Safa chata, maybe Ashram Talui. Man shaman le da ma chata, and you do ma chata, maybe Ashram Talui. Who's the man that holds that if you value the chay vera, you don't know which one it is, you bring Ashram Talui. Who's that? It's not Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Shimon. But Katani says clearly, Safa chata, maybe Ashram Talui. Shmami nash v'lo Rabbi Shimon, Safa chata, maybe Ashram Talui. So you see from here, Rabbi Shimon holds, there's two types of Ashram Talis. One's a case where I for sure did a Avera, not sure which one. The other case is, Safik v'et chela v'shuman, two pieces, chela v'shuman, you're not sure which one. Also, you bring Ashram Talis. So the Gemara writes, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Aimrim, le'nechlikum. Im came out of the Ashram Talis, part of Masasek. Now I'm going to go into the sugya, a little bit of Masasek. Omer of Nachman of Shmuel, we learned this before. Mesasik bechalom v'arayis chayiv shkenena. By a chalom v'arayis where the iser is the hana, you are chayiv even though I didn't know I was doing the iser. This ma'isa. Mesasik v'shabes potam lechus machshavas ostarinim lechus machshavas. Only Rav of Nachman. Al tenoikas dichim mesasik dami. There's a case of tenoikas del charis like mesasik. You have two babies. The moel walks in. He knows he has two babies to do meal. He has two brisim. He's one brisim Shabbos, one brisim Sunday, and he comes in to the house. And you know, the two people, families in the same house. They went to the baby, and he did a meal on the baby. This meal was supposed to be on Sunday. He did it on Shabbos. Mamash also. Chayiv chatas. So what's the halacha there? The time Mishul is stay tinoikas. Echel omah v'Shabbos, echel omah achas Shabbos. One has meal on Shabbos, one has meal for Sunday. V'shachach, he forgot which one's which. Umol eshel achar a Shabbos v'Shabbos. He did the other one, the wrong one. The halacha is v'liyezem chayiv chatas. Rabbi Shua Paita. And it's a vuyah in the Mishnah. Why does Shua Paita? Because he says, Tavidvar mitzvah is potter. That's the reason. He was trying to do a mitzvah, but can't chayv yuchatas. Ad kol potter Rabbi Shua, elam shum duksa, Tavidvar mitzvah, loyasa mitzvah potter. Av mesasek, we're talking about Shabbos, Kaidush, Yim, Lechus, Mach, Shabbos. Av mesasek, Dovla mitzvah, fill Rabbi Shua mechayv. So it's a kasher of Nachman. You see, there's no such a loch of mesasek over Lechus, Mach, Shabbos. You would be chayv on this. On this tinnik, if not for bar mitzvah, everyone holds chayiv. Yeah, but it's just trying to do a heter. No, it's not. Maybe it's totally by a rav a little bit, but the ma'aseh is not true. It's a ma'aseh heter over here. I'm trying to do a heter. You like do mila on Shabbos mitzvah? Do mila on Shabbos mila? I'm trying to do a ma'aseh heter on mila. It's like lachtech as a talush. That's what it's like. To call a talush. Yeah. Cutting a talus. More than say your teretz. More than say your teretz. You have a good taina, but the more than say your teretz. He says a shaygu would mean that you went over that you thought he was born on Shabbos. That's what a shaygu would mean. I thought he was born on Shabbos. I don't think he was born on Shabbos. I think he's the other baby. There's two babies, Yankel and Shlomi. He thinks it's Yankel. It's not. It's really Shlomi. It's a different thing. Shaykim, that's Masasek. That's Masasek. When he doesn't chap, he has the wrong thing here. That's called Masasek. He has the wrong item, the wrong thing. That's not Shaykim. Shaykim means he thinks it's it. Amaloi, Hanel Gatinoikis, Hoyl Makalkal Bechabura Chai. Masasek Bechayev. The loch is that usually Makalkal is not Malachas Machshavas. Why not? Because Makalkal is destroying. But by Chabura, Bechayev, even by Makalkal. So Masasek also Bechayev there by Chabura. By Chabura, which means Chabura, which is a chiddush, the Makalkal, even though making a bubu is a bad thing, so Masasek also Bechayev this thing.
Even though his kavan is not to make a chabur?
Yeah, look at that. That's the chiyah malacha. Yeah. Eisvei. We start exactly 7:35. Eisvei, Rav Yehuda, Lashmuel. Eisvei, Rav Yehuda, Lashmuel. Rav Yehuda, amen. I feel another kasha we're going to ask over here on Rav Nachman and Lashmuel. Rav Yehuda, amar, afilu miskave lukat enim, velikat anovim, o anovim velikat enim. Shechayres lika levonis, levonis lika shechayres. So it says in our Mishnah that if you're trying to cut tainim, cut an oven, or an oven, tainim. Shechayres levonis, levonis, shechayres. Rav Lez mechayev chatos, Rav Shua paiter. We have here a case, Rav Huda says, that's because Rav Shua and Rav Elaza. Vahacha, mesasiku. Rav Shua, namely kapot, mina. Only because it's due to mina. Mavachad mina, the same as that case in one min. You try to cut this, and it cuts this. I fear Rav Shua mechayev. So what happened to Masastik over here? Omalei, Shvayik Masdisim, V'tar Basroi. I'll tell you a pshat in our Mishnah. Hocham HaSginon, G'n Sh'ova Malaket Belimoi. The case is, the case of he wanted to do Anovim and Tainim, not that he did the wrong thing. He forgot what he wanted to cut. N'skavim Luka Anovim, V'shachav HaSova Tainim Bina. He thought he wanted Tainim. V'hocham Yodah Anovim. He might say, he wanted to do Tainim, but he did Anovim. So here, he did what he wanted to do at the end. So it's Lech Machshavas. He really wanted an oven. He forgot he wanted an oven. I said, like, let me do my tainim now. And he does the oven. So here's a case where you have Lech Machshavas. Because the Maisa got the right thing. Rav Lezer saw right now, it's Kavanasa. Rav Shua saw really nice, it's Kavanasa Machshavtai. He didn't do his Kavanah and his Machshava. But the Maisa in Misasek, it's not called Misasek. Why not? Because this is what he, in Lech Machshavas, this is really, really wanted. And therefore, it's not called Misasek. Let's show him we'll continue with tomorrow, right there.